It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
It's the Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel. Football season's in full gear. No better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. FanDuel app is safe. You get paid fast. Lot of ways to play. The spread, the money line, team totals, players, props. Lot of stuff. Over-unders. Jump into the action. Same game parlays are my favorite. Just use the promo code COLIN and download the FanDuel app today. All right, everybody, welcome in Wednesday morning podcast, Joe Burrow in 10 minutes, our Thanksgiving pod. I'm going to do a lot of stuff Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to be all over my Instagram, doing stuff for the Volume, so stick around. I mean, let's face it, you're hanging around the in-laws, you don't really like them, you're probably stuck, you know, staying at a house you don't want to be in. You're probably in the woods in some godforsaken state you never want to be in again. I am there for you. I will comfort you. Okay. College football playoff. Here's the top six teams. Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3, TCU 4, LSU 5, USC 6. So nobody wants to say this. I kind of feel bad for, you know, Reese Davis on the ESPN coverage. Reese went to Alabama and, you know, he's very objective, but he doesn't want to, you know, he wants to come across, you know, as objective. And he is. I don't know Reese well, but he's a, you know, he's a pro. Alabama's 7. Why won't anybody say this? Alabama's going to sneak into this thing. Okay. Michigan will not have their best player against the Buckeyes. They get whacked. LSU gets whacked by Georgia, and they will. USC loses to Notre Dame. Certainly possible that would be two losses. TCU loses. Two-loss Alabama, two last-second losses. They can't get in as the number four team. We all know the SEC is the best conference. They can't have two teams. I mean, this afternoon, we got Michigan, Ohio State. That feels like a two-team conference. Alabama at 7 is sitting there, and I'm like, you do get, they lost on the last play of the game to LSU. That's in Tuscaloosa, they win. Neutral field, they win. I'm not taking anything away. I feel that LSU and USC are the same team. They're very good today. They'll be great next year. Transfer portal, offensive coach, got a young, talented quarterback. They're very good. Neither is great. LSU's big win, last play of the game. USC's big wins, very close. You know, the best two teams, USC has beaten, UCLA at home, Oregon State in the road, come down to the last second. They're very good. Now, USC again and LSU next year are going to be top three, top five preseason teams, I believe. But nobody's talking about Bama because nobody wants to say it because everybody's rooting against Saban getting in. I think Bama, right now, you stack up Bama, their roster. I think it's better than everybody in the country except Georgia. I mean, Bama's been out recruiting or recruiting at the same level of Ohio State for years. I've watched Ohio State 6 different games this year. I've seen them play one great game. They have bad halves, bad quarters. I think Georgia's the best team. So, you know, and my takeaway is I'm not bothered by TCU making the playoffs. Cincinnati bothers me when you get a non-Power 5 team. But TCU, not a great recruiting juggernaut. Like I think like in Rivals last year, they were like 40, 45. But I think they have an NFL quarterback. I think they have a veteran college coach. They play in a major conference, and they've beaten some quality teams. So TCU doesn't bother me. I never have a problem with like a non-traditional power from a Power Five getting in. When you try to convince me the Cincinnati Bearcats can go up against, you know, Ohio State, I see the recruiting. That doesn't mean they can't have a great player like Sauce Gardner. It's not the same level of recruiting and talent. It's not. So Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3, TCU 4, LSU 5, USC 6, Bama 7. But it's interesting. I do feel a little, it's not a bias against Alabama, but it's this, it's almost like somebody who stayed too long at a party and everybody wants them to sort of leave. Listen, it's great seeing you again. Oh, don't you have work tomorrow? Don't you have a big meeting tomorrow, Alabama? Yeah, aren't your in-laws coming into town? Boy, you better get some rest. We'll see you at the next party, Alabama. Nobody wants Alabama in. I don't know. If TCU stumbled, are you going to take one loss TCU over two loss Alabama? Come on now, bruh. Come on now. You're not going to convince me of that. USC number 6. That shit feels good. I'm not going to lie. It feels good. Speaking of Trojan power, Sam Darnold will get the start for Carolina this week. It's about time. Listen, Darnold and Baker Mayfield didn't work. They were disappointments. Here's my only thing. I said about Baker Mayfield multiple times. You guys like to remind me I missed on Darnold. I did. But I said about Baker Mayfield multiple times. All this nonsense and this chutzpah and this snarkiness was going to cost him because he was never, ever going to get an offensive line as good as Cleveland and a running back as good as Nick Chubb. He was never going to get that again. That first contract, when you're not paying the quarterback, you can load that roster up. They went and got a free agent right tackle. They went and got Austin Hooper. You can go get Jarvis Landry. You can bring in OBJ. So for all the Baker fanboys, now he's in Carolina. That's an average offensive line. That's the average NFL offensive line, Carolina. Baker's never been talented enough to overcome an average offensive line. Mahomes can. Lamar Jackson can. Herbert can. Baker Mayfield can't. Sam Darnold can't. But there was this idea that Baker was this, you know, supreme quarterback in comparison to Darnold. Not really. Darnold's bigger, better athlete, just more reckless. Baker's a better thrower of the football, but not as athletic and small. But when he was in Cleveland, I said, all this snarkiness, all this cockiness, you're not going to get that extension, and you're going to get shipped, and you're going to have an offensive line which is going to unveil your size, your lack of athletic ability, your lack of mobility. And it did. People are like, how did Baker Mayfield get so bad so fast? No, the question is, how did Baker Mayfield not realize how effing good that O-line was and Nick Chubb were in Cleveland? That O-line, guard, center, guard, was the best in the league. You'll never get that again in your career. And then they go pay for a right tackle, draft a left tackle, get Austin Hooper. It was an all-star team in Cleveland. And Baker didn't have the self-awareness to understand, bro, what you have now is an all-star team. The minute you sign a big extension, you can't keep both those guards. You can't keep David Njoku and Austin Hooper. So you thought you got me on Baker. You thought you got me on Darnold. They were both misses. I was right on one. I was wrong on the other. We all know professional athletes care about what they look like. And as you know, I care about what I look like. Right now, I've been wearing a lot of Cuts clothing. I love this thing right now. Every Cuts shirt is designed to provide a perfectly tailored look. If you want a long sleeve Henley, no problem. A short sleeve crew neck, they've got it. Cuts has everything you want. And I've got all of it, and I wear all of it. Right now, 15% off your first order. 15% off first order by going to cutsclothing.com/Colin. Cuts, C-U-T-S. Look them up. I got a closet full of their stuff, and I love it.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Start the NFL week off right with a no sweat same game parlay every Thursday from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Every Thursday night, you'll get free bets back if your NFL same game parlay doesn't hit. Same game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets, two or three or four, for a chance at a bigger payday. You build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, bet the NFL every Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up, promo code Colin. If you don't already have an account, that's promo code Colin, to get free bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't hit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. All right, Joe Burrow, now 6-4. The rest of you haters bailed on this team. Not me. Had him in my top five. I've now got him number three in the NFL in my herd hierarchy. So it was interesting, Joe. Two games this weekend, yours and the Raiders and the Broncos. And in both games, I knew that the team that was struggling or tied early was going to win the game. I thought the personnel was better. I thought the momentum would, but the game took a while in Pittsburgh. And I want to talk a little bit about that, is that, you know, in high school, if you're quarterbacking the better team, you'll win. In college, you win. But in the NFL, patience is really important. Did you feel, even though it was close, third quarter, did you have a sense of, we're going to break through here eventually?
Yeah, I felt like we were playing well. And, you know, they were playing well on offense, too, in the first half. But I knew our defense would settle down and, you know, we'd continue to move the ball on offense. They got, you know, they made two really good plays and forced some turnovers. But, you know, really, we were pretty lights out on offense the entire game.
Yeah, I thought T.J. Watt, that was the play of the year defensively.
That
insane.
Guy. He's the only one I've ever seen that can, you know, there's been other people that are really good at batting balls down at the line of scrimmage. He's the only one that I've seen able to intercept throws like that.
Even in slow motion, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
You said it was the biggest, one of your favorite wins. Why is that?
All the adversity we faced, you know, Jamar was out, Joe Mixon went out early, you know, it was cold and windy. They were making plays on defense. They were making plays on offense, and we were able to fight through it at the end. I thought it showed a lot of resilience, and we had guys step up in opportunities that maybe they usually don't get. But you know, we had a couple guys down, and so Trent Irwin, you know, guy that
yes
has been a practice squad player for us for 3 years, 4 years. and gets an opportunity and makes the most of it. And then, you know, Samaje Perine, who came in for Joe and ended up scoring 3 touchdowns, it was just it showed the depth of our team and our culture.
Yeah. Explain to me why your defense is so good in the second half. It's crazy.
You know, we have veteran guys that do a great job of taking the halftime adjustments on both sides of the ball. And we have great coaches that implement those adjustments. We just find ways to do it every single game.
You're an Ohio kid. Ohio borders Pennsylvania. When you go play the Steelers, can you hear the crowd? How do they treat you? Poorly?
Poorly, yeah. It's always fun playing in Pittsburgh. That's what I love about the game, interacting with the fans like that, good and bad.
Yeah. So I know that during a game, you're probably not paying a ton of attention, but I do like what I see with Kenny Pickett. And I think it's a process. And it's, you know, generally in high school, you don't start until you're ready. But when you're a first round pick, you sometimes start and you're not quite ready. Do you see things? Do you watch him? Do you see anything when you look at him?
Well, the only thing I've watched is us playing him on Sunday. And I was, you know, very impressed with the way he moved the ball in the first half and made some big time plays really the whole game. I thought he showed a lot, and I told him after the game, you know, just try to build off of this one, because, you know, I was impressed with what I saw. I think they got a lot of good young pieces on that offense that they can build around. It's going to be tough for a long time.
He's got a little bit of you in that he's sort of a see it and let it rip guy. He doesn't pause. You do that. Where are there times when you let it go and there's not an open guy? You're going to throw somebody open. You had one, especially to T. Higgins. I'm like, he's not open. You're throwing him open. Is that an anxiety time? It isn't probably now, Joe, for you now, but your rookie year, your first 10 yeah. starts, you let it go. Because in college, you kind of throw to open guys, right?
Yeah, that's you have to be able to throw guys open in this league because the coverage is so good. You know, defensive backs are getting so good and the coverages are getting so good. You have to anticipate. You got to be able to throw guys open in man coverage. And that's, I think, where I've really grown the last 2 years is, you know, when there's always a place to put the ball, you just have to be able to find it. And, you know, we have the guys that are able to make the plays when I feel like I can try to fit one in there. They'll usually go and make that play for me.
So there are teams in this league that aren't great, but are a lot of fun to watch. The Detroit Lions, a lot of offensive skill people, a lot of young players. I love watching the Lions play. Not a great team, but certainly they've won 3 straight. Then there are teams that are excellent and are not exactly fun to watch. The Titans. So when you watch them on film, I have so much respect for Vrabel.
Yeah.
They play like he looks.
Yeah.
They're tough. They're physical. Like, when you watch them on film, do they look different than other teams?
They're really good on defense. You know, they have guys that have played together for a long time in the same system. They're good at communication. You know, they're very, you can tell their coach really well. They're sound in technique, leverages, all that. And then they have really good players. So it's definitely going to be one of the better defenses we play this year.
What do you, you've beaten them twice recently. What do you mean they communicate well? How can you tell?
You just see it on film, the confidence in their body language and communication in the secondary. They all know what they're doing. You can tell they're coached well.
So here we are moving into kind of week 11, week 12, week 13. What's the breakthrough moment this year, a practice, a film session, a game, a quarter, that I thought it was the second half of the Cowboys game? I thought, oh, okay, here we go, early. For you, though, you're on the field. Has there been a moment you really thought, God, this is a breakthrough moment? This feels different.
You know, everyone wants to point to these moments in the season that you can kind of build off of, but I don't really like thinking that way. It's kind of just an accumulation of all the reps you get throughout the year, building and learning, and then having a setback and learning off of that one. So it's just a cumulative effect of of getting all these reps, good and bad, that you bank for later in the year, that helps you end up playing better and better as the year goes on.
It was 2 years ago today you had your injury. I've only had one or two serious injuries. One was a ski accident. Knew it instantly. It was trouble. I know it's painful. Go back to the injury. Did you know instantly, oh, crap, this is trouble?
Yeah. I knew pretty immediately that, I couldn't really move my leg or do anything. So I knew pretty immediately that I was going to be out for a significant period of time.
Did you, like, when I got into a ski accident, I heard it inside me. I heard the crunching. I heard my shoulder rip.
Yeah.
You felt it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had two guys fall into the front of my leg, and then I got pushed from the side. So I felt my, you know, all that stuff going on in there. It wasn't fun.
Pro athlete, you're going to the locker room. What's going through your mind?
I immediately get back to trying to get back to where I am. It's the life of what we choose to do. Got to get back at it. And so my mindset immediately was just to get back to work as fast as I can and go through this rehab process and get back to full strength.
Did you feel disconnected from the team during rehab?
Yeah, because that was during, you know, the main COVID year. And so I was in California for the rest of the year rehabbing because you had all these, you know, facilities getting shut down from the teams because there was a COVID outbreak, and I couldn't really risk having a 2 week break from rehab like that. So I had to stay away until really the season was over.
So I'm a huge fan of pro football and football in general. But I've had discussions with Roger Goodell. I've had dinner with him a couple times where, and he likes when you bring up stuff and say, hey, what do you see as a media person? And I remember a couple years ago saying, I don't understand your catch rule. Like, I'm a football fan. I don't even know what a catch is. Like, a catch is a catch. If a guy bobbles it and has it, it's a catch. And he was really receptive to it. And one of the things that I see players talk about, and I want your perspective, is the grass versus turf. I can remember when I used to work in Tampa, Joe. So I grew up in Seattle Kingdome. It was like concrete. I mean, literally, the turf was this thick. Yeah. And then I remember going and doing Tampa games. And I was like, oh, my God. It's like being on a golf course. This is incredible. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't understand it. Just the league's making billions. Just have grass fields. Yeah. Do you have a strong opinion on that?
I wouldn't say I have a strong opinion on it. I definitely think that a very well-kept grass field is the best, just as far as landing on it, on your joints. It's softer. It's more giving. And then if you take care of it well, it's still fast like turf. You know, some of these teams that share a stadium with a college team will play there Saturday night, and then you play there Sunday at 1 o'clock, and the field is all torn up from the night before, which I don't think is great. But I also think that turf fields are harder, tougher on the joints. I'm not sure the science or any of the studies that come out about injuries versus grass and turf. I haven't looked into any of that, but I would say grass, the best grass fields are, I would say, the best playing surface.
Last year, you struggled at Chicago. I've been told that's the worst field.
We got it early in the year. I didn't think it was that bad. You know, the grass was long, so it was slower, but I didn't think it was a poor playing surface.
How was LSU?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. That's that Southern thing. Like, it's,
yeah. The like fields in the SEC were all top-notch.
Yeah. Is there a turf field in the SEC?
Arkansas, I think. Arkansas is the only one that we play. Vanderbilt as well, I think. Those are the first two that come to my head.
So I'm watching Mahomes and Herbert on Sunday night. Oh, hold on 1 second. And obviously, you know, special players. everybody's got a superpower, right? Like the great ones, Josh Allen, it's just sheer horsepower. He's a huge person. Patrick, it's a lot of arm angles. Caleb Williams at USC has it. It's like weird arm angles. You're a humble guy, but if Lamar is so quick, like superpower, when I watch you play, yours is harder. It's some of it's physical, but there is a mental component to your game and a guttiness the way you play. Like, I know you're a humble guy, but are there things that you think you do and you just, it's innate, Joe. It's part of you. It's been part of you. And you think it is a little different.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of harder to pinpoint for me. I think my accuracy is really, really good. I think I've always been that way. And I would say that I just do everything really well. I wouldn't say I have a super big weakness. Obviously, you know, when you look at a guy like Lamar, you know, I would love to be able to run around and move like that guy. That's not what I do. You know, I process quickly and I can get the ball out of my hands. I think I just do everything pretty well.
Yeah, Garoppolo does that too. Jimmy G gets the ball out fast last night. Like, wow. Have you ever thought, though, if you had Lamar's feet, you wouldn't be the same thrower, right?
Yeah, I have thought like that. Like, if I could move like him, then maybe growing up, I wouldn't have been forced to sit in the pocket and make a throw. So I want to develop this other part of my game. And so I think that's what makes the position great is everyone, you know, the top guys all play so differently right now.
I know.
And so you could be watching, you know, you watch me and then you watch Lamar and you watch Mahomes and Josh and Justin, and none of us look or play the same. And I think that makes the game great right now.
No, it is. When I watch Herbert throw, he reminds me of Jerry West, the logo. If you said, what guy throws the ball like your dad taught you to throw?
Yeah.
Herbert's got that long stride.
It just jumps out of his hands.
It just flies out of his hand.
This week's gold medal performance goes to a quarterback who just keeps winning. Jimmy G and the Niners continue to roll with a big W in Mexico City. Kyle Shanahan's offense, it's really the perfect fit for Jimmy. He can facilitate without having to elevate. He doesn't pout. He's no nonsense. Team first guy has proven he can win deep into January. Isn't that what it's all about? And unlike last year, if he stays healthy, the market will be sizzling for him. He's a free agent. This week's gold medal performance is sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. We're living in tough economic times with soaring grocery prices, high inflation, unstable stock market. You really want to gamble with your investments? I trust Legacy Precious Metals with gold and precious metal investments. Legacy can help protect your wealth and your financial future. Call Legacy today at 866-674-HERD. Or visit buylegacygold.com to download their comprehensive gold guide. Don't leave retirement to chance. Invest in gold with Legacy Precious Metals. Visit buylegacygold.com. Buylegacygold.com.
Listen, these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business, right? The margins have never been tighter. You want to be 100% certain you have access to the best qualified candidates and fast. That's why you should check out LinkedIn Jobs, number one in delivering quality hires in America. LinkedIn Jobs. Listen, never been easier to create a free job post on LinkedIn and find a great employee. Add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile, by the way. Spread the word faster. Screening questions. Simple tools make it easy to focus on candidates with the right skills. Every business owner knows how important it is to finish the year out strong. You need the right team members. LinkedIn Jobs. Go there right now. Post your job for free. LinkedIn.com/Colin. LinkedIn.com/Colin. Terms and conditions apply.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We were talking about this the other day about, you know, Pittsburgh's got a defense that really moves fast. It's Hayward, it's TJ Watt. When you know going into a game, Joe, that you're going to face pressure, you got about 2 seconds. Does it change the way you think? Like, are you almost throwing to colors? You had your all whites on. Like, I think all whites, I'm like, that's an advantage for a quarterback. That thing just, it looks like a snowflake in the middle of a freaking pavement road. When you face like a Pittsburgh, do you think to yourself, I've got to play differently this week?
I wouldn't say depending on the defense, I change the way I play. I would say just depending on how the game is going. You go into every game expecting to play the same way, and then you adapt as the game goes on. Maybe you get a big lead early and you start taking less chances, or maybe you get down early and you say, maybe I'll have to fit this throw in this situation, when if you were up by 10, you wouldn't have tried that throw. And so every game has its own requirement of the quarterback, and it's our job to start the game, determine what's required to win, and be that guy.
You're good at the podium. You're good at the field. You have like what I would call sort of emotional discipline. I think some of it's probably from your parents or your dad. Yeah. It's hard. I've been tough through the years on your Bakers and guys who can struggle at the mic, Johnny Manziel. Maybe I'm too hard, but I think quarterback's different. I think there's just more. You're the face of the franchise. There's seven receivers in a unit. There's two quarterbacks. One guy's taking snaps. Is it walking on eggshells, realizing that post-game comments from you, pre-game comments from you, they just matter more. They're coming out of Joe Burrow's mouth or Mahomes' mouth. Is it something you think of, that I am the face of a franchise? Because I think it's really unfair, but it's life, that we're asking 24-year-olds to be CEOs. You're supposed to act 57 years old. And I see guys get gobbled up by it. And I'm like, oh, I get it. Sports writers snarky. You answer a question, you're pissed off, you lost. Like, I get it. I couldn't have handled it. Do you think about that?
Yeah, you definitely think about that, because it's part of my job to act like that, or to think about that. You know, you have to go through the questions in your head beforehand and think about, you know, potential answers that you might have, because, you know, the head coach is the voice of the team, and the quarterback is kind of the voice of the locker room and the secondary voice right behind head coach. You're trying to get a message across to your guys in the locker room, and as well as to the media, about, you know, what kind of team, what kind of people that you have in the locker room.
But losing sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever walked up there in a terrible mood?
Yeah, I mean, when you're losing and you continue to lose, and you know, sometimes the questions in there can not be the best, and maybe they weren't listening and they asked you the same question twice, and you don't want to make a big deal about it, but you also don't want to say the same thing that you just said 30 seconds ago. And so it's always a tough situation when going in there after a loss.
Yeah. So it's Thanksgiving. What does your Thanksgiving look like, your whole this week? What does it look like for you?
It'll be a normal week for us. We'll be in the facility a little earlier on Thursday and get out a little earlier as well, so we can try to spend some time with our families. But other than that, normal week.
Okay, so normal week, nothing different. I'm not a cranberry guy. It's not my scene, not my vibe at all. I don't like sweet drinks. I'm not. I am big turkey, nap, wake up football. I actually like Friday because there's a lot of college football rivalries. Like, I think Friday's as good. I think Friday's better than Thursday. Can I say, is that allowed to say that?
Yeah, I think you're allowed.
I love college football and I love the rivalries. Did you see USC, UCLA, 2 minutes of it?
I did not watch it, no.
Will you watch Ohio State, Michigan?
I will, yeah. Midwest guy, Colin. I'm not super worried about the Pac-12 over there.
Well, you should be. Caleb Williams and USC are pretty good. So you're obviously an Ohio kid. If I had never been to Ohio, explain what Buckeye football means to the state.
Oh man, it is everything about, you know, the culture of Ohio. Everybody either, you know, cares about Buckeye football, either loves them or hates them. It's a big cultural thing.
Anybody that hates it in Ohio?
Oh, there's a lot of people that don't like it for sure.
Well, you probably for about an hour hated him. You probably, I mean, I get it. Like, I get bitterness.
No, I never hated him. Wish I would have got an opportunity for sure.
Yeah. And finally, you just tied for the third fastest to 10,000 passing yards in NFL history. So I want you to think about this for a second. And it may not be something I would ever think about. Is there a pass completion? It doesn't even have to be a touchdown. Forget what I see that you were really proud of.
There was one against the Chiefs last year, taking the lead at home, the one the regular season game, to the back corner of the end zone to Tyler Boyd. That was a fun one.
And the play was dialed up. You knew that was going to be the throw.
Yeah, that was a great scheme from us, and you know, one of my favorite throws.
All right, Joe, appreciate it. Good luck against the Titans, buddy.
Appreciate it. See you guys next week.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.